everyone to Elul's Mam. We've had a good Elul's Mam, we've been Machazik. We've had a good year. Okay, so we're in the topic of being Mazik, the concept of damages, and we're analyzing different aspects and concepts in the halachas of Hezek. We are now going to discuss for the next 2-3 weeks a certain topic of Hezek, and as we normally do, we will relate it to cases which actually happened in Beis Din to pull out the issues in the halachas. So let's start with our first shaila, and that was, there was this person who was looking to buy some tefillin. So he went to the, not the sofa, but what we call the middleman, and he said, do you have any tefillin for me? Yes. What quality of tefillin are you interested in having? Well, I like the top quality. Well, top quality is top money. And that goes, therefore, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you, $2,000. Now, okay, $2,000. Can you give me a selection? Yes, I'll send you a selection. There's two particular sofas which I work with. Both of them are top end of the range. Both are $2,000. I'll show them to you, choose. So he came with the tefillin, and there's a tefillin, or way he travels around with them. Remember those old cameras that used to have film in them? So how did you carry the film around in those old little boxes? Yes. So, well, now they have a new use. Nowadays, instead of holding film, they have the tefillin in, the pashas. So he's got one box of his tefillin. Inside it, he says, you know, there's two different sofim. Take it out, look. So he took it out. Reuven called him, who's interested in buying the pashas. And he saw there wasn't two, there was three sets of tefillin. With each one had their own elastic band. So he started undoing the elastic band, and he put them out on the table. And he was analyzing them. And he noticed that there's one set which is different from the other two. Different type of handwriting. The other two seem to have the same handwriting. So he came back to the middle guy and said, yeah, I'm interested in this particular pair of tefillin over here. Let's call him the one set. The one set rather than the two sets. The middle man looked at what was around him, and he saw on the table that all the pashas were huddled up together. He had undone all of them, and he hadn't kept them separate. They were all now on the table. So we have a problem here, because the one set of tefillin, which is different handwriting from the other two, that was easy to distinguish. But the other two sets of tefillin, they're the same sofa. They were the same sofa, the same handwriting. He just gave them two instead of one. Yeah. And now they were all muddled up, and there's a halach in tefillin which says that tefillin is only kosher if it's written kesidron. The first parsha has to be written first, the second, third, and fourth. If you muddle them up and you write the fourth before the third, it's possible. Now we have a problem. We have here the parshas of tefillin over here, and they're all muddled up, and there's no knowing which one was written before the other, and therefore they were possible. Halachically, you have to put them in Geniza. Except for the first parsha of each tefillin goes there. That's obviously okay, but the other is all possible. You don't know which one's written. So now we have a claim.
Only in the Shavuot. The Shavuot have to somehow okay.
Yes. So now we have a claim in Beis Din. The Reuven, you were mazik the pashas. They were perfectly good pashas. Now you made them worthless by muddling them up, these particular pashas. And therefore there's a claim of monetary damage against Reuven.
Did the middleman tell Reuven that he has to be careful not to mix up the parshiyos?
No, he didn't tell him.
He didn't tell him.
They were naturally separate, and he separated them. Now, what claim, here we're talking about damages, under what category could we say that there should be a chiyuv of damages over there? Or not a chiyuv of damages? What do you think?
Shia?
Shia?
Which would be indirect and therefore not viable as a skarmi.
Why is it indirect? What did he do? He took a parsha, which was worth something, and he made it worthless. How did he do it? By putting it on the table. Why is that indirect? I would say that's very direct.
He didn't do it intentionally.
A person who's mazik, an odom mazik. He's chayav, we learnt last
month.
Even
if he's sleeping.
Even if he is shogeg by mistake, he's chayav for damages.
It's hezek sheino nicker.
So?
On the other hand.
Yes.
The middleman contributed to the damage by not telling him to keep it separate in the first place.
Well, maybe why?
Everyone has learned how Shulchan Aruch.
No, you can't expect that the customer.
If you go to the Mishnah Berurah over here in the corner, then you would know the halacha.
Right, but how many people are in Beit Shemesh and how many people go to the Mishnah Berurah?
So when you go up to Shemayim and they say, well, the Kosher Aruch says, now did you learn Hilchos Tefillin and Hilchos Mezuzah? And say, well, time, you know.
Most people that go into Beit Tefillin are relying on the sofer and the store owner to know that this is okay.
Kosher.
No idea.
Absolutely. My job is to say it's kosher.
They have
it's
no
mahuta,
idea.
It's nice
they have
writing.
No idea. Speak Sidra.
It's mother. Other than that, I didn't rely on me not to tell you how to look at it.
Because you have to tell them you can't use this for a Avodah Zarah.
No. Because it's not a lot. Everybody knows you can't use a Avodah Zarah. Not very few people know you have to have a Kassidra. Very few people.
He contributed to this. He contributed to it, but the person was negligent in not knowing the halakha. He's considered negligent. Okay. But, as is pointed out, the topic we're discussing tonight and for the next few weeks is the concept of Hezek Sheino Nicker. Let us read first Maariv Mochim. You tell me if it fits into this case. Hamazik es chaveiro Hezek Sheino Nicker. Somebody damages somebody. But with a damage which is a nicker, it's not an outright clear damage. Kagon, I'll give you an example. She'irit yayin neset b'yayino. You take yayin, which is avodah zarah wine, which is osur to have any benefit, and you mix it in Reuven's wine. What's going to happen? Reuven's wine can't be drunk now. You've mazik Reuven's wine. The halacha is, that's called Hezek She'ena Nika, Min HaTorah Hu Potter. He doesn't have to pay for the damage he gave to Reuven's wife. Avu HaChomim Katsu. But the Chachomim say, since you did it on purpose, we're giving you a penalty. The Shalem Nezek Sholem, you have to pay. Yes. Kedin Kolam Azikim. Bichach. Therefore, since it's a penalty, Mesa Mazik Kodun Shishalem. If he dies, the one who caused the damage, the children have to pay because it's a penalty. Children didn't do anything wrong, he did something wrong. V'chein and simile, im hayoshoga the onus. If the one who damaged didn't do it on purpose, it was by mistake. Potter is also potter. So kotzer ebe mesa, because we only give this kanas, this penalty, if he did it with kavona to make the person's item damaged.
But how do you define kavana? Meaning we had kavana previously, we defined it as being aware of the consequences.
Here, mezid means your wine, good wine, I don't like you. I want your wine to become awesome so you can't have benefits. I'm going to put yain nesach in it, and all that should be awesome. That's called mezid, we give a kavana.
So that wasn't this guy's kavana. He had no kavana to damage the villain.
So, firstly, is our case a case of hezek sheino nicker? Or a case of mazik mamish? Is it a category of hezek sheino nicker where we can differentiate between doing it on purpose and not? And then you're off the hook in our case because you didn't do it on purpose? Or is our case worse than the case of the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara? And it's not hezek sheino nicker, our case is mazik mamish!
Mazik mamish.
Because the halacha is that with her, if they're not kisidrim, they're no good.
Yes.
So even though you don't know the halacha, but it's still a complete nazik that you're.
But what's the halacha if you put the yayin in somebody's wine? What's the halacha?
Also,
the
right, answer. Answer.
It's also mamish osin. So what's the difference? Here, you're mixing yai nesach into wine. You're mixing into good wine, and now there's still good wine there, just you can't differentiate it. Yes? So we say, hezek shein nika, you're off the hook if it's a shein. Here you're mixing tefillin with one another. There's still good tefillin there. If you'd be able to separate them in the correct way, but you can't.
It's nicker right now, but it won't be nicker 5 minutes from now. Meaning, if you see the two sets all mixed together, right now, at this point, looking at it, it's nicker, then it's a problem. But if they had been re-separated into two separate sections, then it would not be nicker. You would no way of knowing what was written when, seeing four parshas together.
And the yayin nesach, it's nicker now because there's yayin nesach in there.
No, then the wine right away, it's not nicker. The wine right away, as soon as they're mixed together, you're looking at wine. They're mixed together. You know, it's filling though, it's still, you still see eight sets there. So it's nicker, then it's a problem.
Okay. Anyone else got anything to add more? What's clear to me is at the moment we're not clear on what is hezek clear. Yes.
So is that a factor that it's not 100%?
No, because you would never be able to make a broch on it, and we would say put it in Geniza. Just on that chance. Okay.
And is it a
subject
of rice?
Or
is it a rabbinic
din? Yes, yes. Yes. I recommend going to the Mr. Rosie if anybody wants to join. Just not on Thursday.
Unlike the wine, when he put them down, there was a brief time when he would have known which one was which.
Yes.
With the wine, as soon as the wine hits there, that's it. So does that make a difference? That
so that sounds like the wine is worse, yes? And we're still saying that's called hesitation, and Nick, and you're off the hook. So close again! If you're mixing the tefillin, according to the logic which you're saying, yes, you should be off the hook. Okay. So let us define exactly what is hezek she'eina nika. Once we have the definition, we can now go back to others. So how are we going to define this? Let's move to our second case. We just had a chasana. Well, not we, I mean, there was a chasana that was done, and of course you get a photographer at the chasana. Photographer takes pictures, and those pictures are now inside his camera. The photographer goes home very late at night, wakes up morning very late, and his friend comes in when he's still half asleep. His friend says, "Oh, what happened last hour? I was busy with our customer. Oh, can I see the pictures? Yeah, they're on my camera over there." So, Reuven, his friend, went and started looking at the camera and going through the pictures, and by mistake, he pressed the wrong buttons. No more pictures.
No more friends.
Of course, the Chosin Kala and the family are not going to be very pleased with that event. And he's out of pocket. So, we're in Basel. This case came to Basel. Ex-friend, Reuven, is now being claimed against him. You damage my Holosov. You damaged it. You took the photos and you destroyed them. You vanished into thin air and claiming damages. Now, has he got some a leg to stand on to say, yes, there's a claim of damages over here that Reuven has to pay?
Yeah. Destroyed all the pictures.
Is this called Hezek She'eina Nika?
No.
Or Hezek Nika?
It's very Nika. You can tell a configuration of the disc very easily. It's very Nika.
So Eric, just to summarize the case you're just talking about. Photographer took pictures of a customer. His friend came in the next day, looked at the pictures on the camera, pressed the wrong buttons, and presto, no more pictures on the camera. Now in Basted, damages claim. I lost all my panosa from that night's work of the chasna. You damaged my pictures. Has he got a claim of damages for damaging those pictures? Is it the topic we're discussing? Hezek nicker, clear cut damage, where of course you have to pay, or Hezek she'ena nicker, damage which you cause, but it's not a clear damage. Where we said, if it's b'shogeg, or even with a shia negligence, you still have to hook Yoni Chayim, if it's the kavod. So, ready your herds for matters with support from all our friends over here, that it's considered clear cut damage, of course. Yeah. We're trying to define what's Hezek Shein and Nikah, so that's why everyone says it's clear-cut damage. Yeah. So, let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam is the first Rishon that we can see how he understands the definition Hezek Shein and Nikah, where you're off the hook. He says like this. Mazik momen chabela Hezek Shein and Nikah. If you damage somebody, your friend, with a damage, yes, it's a damage, once you damage, but it's ain't a nicker, it's not clear cut damage, clear damage. Hoil since, glonishtana hadova, since it was didn't change from before you damage. What has it changed a nicker? That you made a change. It was one, and when you change it, that's called has it nicker. If you're what you did, it looks the same, nothing seems to be different from the item which you touch. That's called Hezek She'eina Nikah. Below Nissa Surosso, you didn't change its shape or form, then your potter mitashlumin, that's called your potter for damages. You may have done something which had made its munchy worse, but at the end of the day, you haven't changed its form through your action, it's the same thing. Like the wine, it was good wine. It still looks good wine. What's happened? Somebody put Yain Nesach in it. It still looks good. That's called Hezek She'eina Nikah, because the wine it looks the same. Has it changed form or size or shape from what it was beforehand? But you made it worthless. So that's what you did. That's called Hezek She'eina Nikah, where you're off the hook unless you did it with Kavon.
The film hasn't changed size. It has to change.
So let's look at the film.
Hadn't changed size or form or shape, but physical film.
It's not true. First of all, we're not talking about film, we're talking about a digital camera.
It's a digital camera.
It has changed in a major way.
Has the camera changed?
There are hundreds of thousands of bits of
the
bike. It has changed majorly. There are hundreds of thousands of molecules that have changed their electronic charge from positive to negative, and so there's no picture anymore. It was imprinted in magnetic form, and the magnetic form is gone. That's Mamish the Tzura. That's the Tzura you're talking about.
It's not the FOC of the gut
what?
The table of contents that points to it. He could get recovered.
If he can get it recovered, this is a different story. We're talking about he could get it recovered.
Obviously, the camera, he's not suing for the value of the camera. He's suing for the value of the pictures. The pictures did change the form. They no longer exist. He destroyed them.
The pictures don't exist.
Well, they were pictures, which are now gone.
The pictures don't exist. There's nothing to change there.
They never existed.
Right.
Did they ever exist? In what form did the pictures exist?
In digital form.
Was the pictures intrinsically separate item from the camera?
Yeah, of course they are.
It's on a card.
But the magnetic charge changed.
It's on a memory card.
It's so different. It's now it was positive before, now it's negative, and vice versa.
The memory card didn't change.
Right, the memory card, right. The same weight, same size. $20. Dimensions.
No, it's not the same. The charges along scale. The line are very different now. You can tell that by an instrument that detects that.
Okay, that's called, you know, nicker, a special instrument.
It's not called,
your eyes can't see it.
Just because my eyes can't see it doesn't mean it's in a nicker.
If you take your instrument to the wine, you can also tell.
No, you can't.
Slight difference
it's
in the
same wine. The wine is the exact same wine. There was no change.
So, it's a bit quiet on this side. But I tend to agree that there's a change. It's not like the wine. The wine is still there. You added something to it. There's a change. There's no change there. The wine is still there. Just added something to it. Here, you had a camera with pictures. Now you have a camera without pictures with your action. You've definitely changed it. So, therefore, I would claim that this is called, according to the Rambam, a change. A hezek nikah doesn't come under this category. Let us look at Tosfos. How he defines hezek sheina nikah differently. So Tosfos is talking about the Gemara Bava Basra like this. Mechitzas hakem shenifritzu. You have a wall between the vineyard and the fields. Now you know, halachically, because of kalayim, you can't have the grapes growing with the wheat. That's problems. You have a wall in between. But they broke down. Omelo Godza, yeah, it went ahead, said to go build it up, and he built it up. Because of a nifritzu, they broke down again. Omelo Godza, he said, no, you have to go and build it up. Nisiyai Shemenu, he said, look, it's, the wall's breaking down so many times, I'm not going to bother anymore, I'm going to let my vine grow, even if there's no wall in the middle. And it grows, and it grows, and it mixes with his friend's field next door of the wheat, and now makes it osa, because it's kalayim. Says the halacha, harizei kiddush, it's kalayim, v'chai v'achrayas, and yochai for damages. Why? Tosfos says, why yochayas? Damages, why? It's hezek she'ein nikah. It's like putting yain nesach into wine. All you did is you put the vine into the wheat. No, could be bothered. I'm not the one again. I haven't got time today. After the holidays, I'm going up north now. Negligence. Meitzed meds. I want you to be damaged. Negligence means I'll do it. I don't want you to be damaged, but not now when I get round to it. Says the Gemara. That it's not hezek sheina nikah, it's hezek nikah, and you're chayav to pay, even though you weren't doing the kavod. Says Tosfos, I don't understand, why is this different from mixing wine, yain nesach and wine? This is, you're mixing your vine into his wheat. It's also hezek sheina nikah. Ah, so Tosfos says like this. Avagavta hezek sheina nikah lo shmei hezek. Even though we paskin, that hezek shenik is not good hezek. It's not hezek. Nearly, but here's the difference. The high cost of hezek nikah. This case of the vine is hezek nikah. Why? Shai nikah shukalayim. It's clear that it, anyone looks at it, it's clear it's kalayim. It's clear it's a problem. Shuraga fadim besodza. Everyone can see the vine is mixed with the wheat. Everyone sees that there's a problem here. If you put a bug which is tome onto somebody's food, that's not called hezek nika, that's called hezek sheina nika. Because a bug on somebody's food only creates problems of tumor if the food happened to be wet. Even if it was wet 2 days ago. No one knows if it was wet. They don't see, when they see a bug on something's food, they don't see tumor, they don't see problems, necessarily, without any additional facts. But when they see the vine inside the field, they see in front of themselves, by looking at it, hey, this is damaged, this is useless, this is kalayim, it's awesome. So what do we see the definition of hezek nikah according to Tosfos? No, how Tosfos is saying hezek nikah is.
You can see it.
You can see that the time the damage is gone.
You can see that your action resulted in the damage.
Is seeing the only sense that counts? What about tasting, smelling, feeling? Does it have to be dark seeing? To be nicker, or
is it Tosfos is talking about seeing. I don't know if it, we'll discuss whether in 2 weeks' time whether it applies to other senses. Yeah? Seeing it is called hezek nikah. Knowledge is not hezek. Yeah? Knowing that the food was wet 2 days ago and therefore being the bug on it makes it top down, that's hezek sheina nikah. I don't see. I just have to have additional information. Additional information, that's hezek sheina nikah. But hezek nikah is when I see your action created damage. That's hezek.
It has to grow. It has to grow together.
Yes.
So seeing the next to each other, unless you're watching for long enough, unless you stand there for like 3 days in a row, it goes enough.
But if you do stand there 3 days in a row, I mean, you don't need any more knowledge, you just need to see.
So he would
using the sense of seeing alone is good enough to define the hesed.
But if you see the nine nesach poured into the other nine, you saw it happening.
No, because you have to know. You have to know that. See, I don't know. Because I know that the goy serves the Avodah Zorah.
Yeah. It's possible to see.
That's knowledge.
There's no moment that you could actually see.
No, that's two separate actions. It's not connected in my action. My action, I see. It created that.
If someone did Avodah Zorah with someone else's Yanni.
Yes.
So
then maybe it's that would be Hesed Nikah.
You see
him bow down to the wife.
Well, yeah. If somebody come and touches your tumah, now makes it all tumah. Is that the same thing?
No, because you have to know he's tumah. Who says he's tumah? I don't know he's tumah unless somebody tells me he's tumah. I need further information then. So Rambam explains it's to do whether you change. It's a different item from previously. Ptosis is not to do with change. So you look at something and you can say, just looking at a story in front of you, you know it's damaged. That's called Hezek Nikah. If you need extra information, that's called Hezek Sheena Nikah. So, ptosis, what's the din with the camera? Is it Hezek Nikah? Hezek Sheena Nikah.
You turn on the camera and you look at the picture, you're not going to see a picture. And so it's obvious that there's no pictures there when you pause that.
Okay. So, for sure, according to the Tosis, the camera is Hezek Nikah and your Chayv to pay. And the Rambam, which needs a change, that's more complicated than our picture case, but we're still coming out that there's a change here, and therefore it's Hezek. And therefore, according to every party, it's Hezek Nikah and you should be Chayv. Yes. Hanoch is your potter. Why? This is a trick question, sir. Don't expect you to answer. Why? This you need just certain general knowledge or...
No. Maybe it goes back to the Grumma case, because the digital picture itself is not really valuable. It's a means for the photographer to get money to collect from...
Ooh, very good. What did he damage? The pictures. That's what he did. Not the pictures. The pictures are worth money. They have intrinsic value to them, pictures.
Yeah.
Pictures of Chaim and Sora getting married have intrinsic value. Yeah, I can sell that eBay. In the market.
You absolutely could. That's why they put a copyright on it.
A big star is
in the market.
Who?
You could certainly sell it to Chaim and Sora.
Chaim and Sora. Yes. But to Reuven and Leah, can I sell them Chaim and Sora's custom
yes,
pictures?
Yes, these things are copyrighted. They get sold for advertising purposes. All kinds of purposes.
So what's the halacha where the value is only to one person or one or two people, but they have no intrinsic value to the market? Are they considered you damage something which is intrinsically valuable and you have to pay or not? What's the halacha in such a case? Again? Yes, correct.
I disagree that they have no intrinsic value to the market. They can it's maybe small, but there
I've
is
got
value.
A copy of my custom pictures. I'm
telling you mine also.
It could be sold as clip art. Sorry, I think there is a.
It does have value. Okay, but it's a tiny percentage of
it. It doesn't matter. Yeah, okay. All you need is some value.
It's the grub than
less. It doesn't matter.
Do you know what? You know what?
To the extent of the value.
Since it's not the topic we're discussing in detail, I'm going to tell you that it doesn't, and therefore they were his pot at the end of the day. But my petition by him. But I'm going to explain later how far you take this concept. And another set of shirim. Yeah. Like your tailor piece. Or like your glasses. Can anyone use my glasses? No, besides me. So someone stands on it. Oh, well, it did damage. Doesn't have any intrinsic value. We'll take, how far do you take such a concept? You can blow it up, and then unfortunately a lot of our lockers will come out which are not correct. So it's a very fine definition. We'll spend time on soon on defining it, but not now.
Why use clothing? Who's going to buy this?
Again, it's the same with my glasses.
Now you
get
the glasses in special numbers. There's no
market value. Okay. Okay. Okay.
So let's now
we have two definitions in the Rishonim. Two definitions in the Rishonim. What has a change? The nigger is where you're off the hook. Either where there's no change. Done something, but it looks like it's all the same before. That's called Hezek Sheinonika, even though you made it much useless. That's called Hezek Sheinonika. Or, even according to the Rambam, according to Tosis, it's clear to everybody you've damaged it. Looking at this, the picture, you've damaged it. Now, get back to our Tefillin case. What's our Tefillin case? Eric wasn't here, I'm going to repeat it to you. The Tefillin case was, I want to buy tefillin. You bring me three sets of tefillin, two from one sofa, one from another sofa, all separate. The person unrolls it, looks at it, and muddles it all up. Problem now, halakhically, the tefillin are possible because they have to be written in teseder, in natural order, first, second, third, fourth, parsha. And now we don't know the order, so now you have to put it in Ganesa. Is that called Hezek She'ein Nika, and therefore you're off the hook because you didn't do it on purpose? Or is that called Hezek Nika by mixing up those parshas and making them possible? That's called Hezek Nika, and you have to buy. Okay, and what category does it come on? Now that you know the definition, you should be able to tell me the answer in this case.
Princess, you can't see any difference. It's not nigger. It wasn't kavanah. It's your pater.
And according to the Rambam,
you're looking at the individual copy. You're not.
Just mix it up. If you're watching it the right moment, to be sure you can mix it up.
You don't know for sure. They could be in the right
moment. You can't tell. That means you can't tell.
Yes. Yes.
I would imagine that's how most sofers work.
They can't. They don't. Good ones don't work like that. So, is that Hezek Nika Eina Nika? Luke? It's Eina Nika, you say. Let's start with the easy one.
If he returned it all double, then it's nigger. If he returned it tied up, even though they may be mixed up, but he tied them up to the right order, then it's nigger.
Let's start with the easy pirish. The Rambam says, in order to be Hezek Nika, you have to make a change from the previous, it was one thing, and you now did something and you changed it. Mixing things or adding things to ready existing items is Hezek Nika. You haven't changed anything. You have to take something and change it. Have you changed the tefillin by putting them all together?
Not according to Rambam.
Something apart isn't creating damage.
They weren't together. They were all separate.
According to Rambam,
they put them
like
on the table.
According to Rambam, it's like the wine case.
It's mamish like the wine case.
More than the wine. Is even the possibility that they are?
Possibility, but you can never halakhically rely on that possibility.
Not exactly. I could see. But you did, it's true, you did that in the partials, but you changed the group of four partials.
The set, the order.
It doesn't have
the set.
To be connected. Yeah.
You changed the set, though.
You changed the order. In other words, I had a group of four, I had a shel rosh of four partials, and now I don't have a shel rosh of four partials.
But the shalosh is not one thing. You can have halakhah from another sofa 5 years ago. It's not one entity that can say, well, you now cut it in two. You haven't cut it into two. That's what you're trying to say. You cut it into four parts. You didn't. You were never connected. So according to the Rambam, it's a sure hezek shenu. Now Tosus. Tosus says, don't need change. We just need to, you look at what's happened, and if you shout, are you damaged? Without having any other more information, that's called hezek nikra. If you say, well, it depends, if you give me this information, it's damaged. If you give me this information, it's not. As soon as you say, I need more information, in order to interpret what's going on, that's called hezek shein nikra.
There's no way to look at it.
Here, in this case, hezek nikra, hezek shein nikra. Do I need more information
yes,
or not
do.
More information?
You need more information.
If I tell you that I put them together without doing the right order, you know that they're puzzled.
You have to know that I didn't keep track. That you can't tell from what's on the table.
That's if he returns them.
What?
That's only if he returns them.
No!
Boom, 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 boom.
He just has to know that I don't know where each part is. I can mix them up. As long as I know where they all are, they're fine.
You can't tell the right order.
He just still doesn't know I didn't keep track. He doesn't know what's going on in my head. What? Why? Why? What does he see that tells him that I didn't keep track?
But they're all mixed together.
They're all mixed together, but if I know where they are, it doesn't matter if they're mixed together. You should see my office. Okay. On the left.
Okay. So, Matzis is correct.
About time.
Matzis is correct. Okay. And the reasoning is that when you see someone put things on the table, not necessarily he's damaged them, because you have to have extra information. Like you said, maybe he knows where he put it down. Maybe he knows this is from this one, this is different, this is a separate. Yeah, maybe he knows, even though it looks like it's a mix, but maybe he knows how he put it down. Looking at it from a distance, I don't know that they're from the same sofa, even. Maybe they're different sofa. Maybe it's different handwriting. Maybe this action is not a problem at all, because if it's different handwriting, it's never mixed, even when it's all together. I can tell. It's like the other parcel, even though it was mixed up, you ended up separating it. If there were three different sofa members, you could separate all of them. It doesn't matter if it's all together. So you always need, in this case, more information to be fed to you in order to make your conclusion, it had you damaged.
You couldn't see that. I mean, that's nikra. If there were two of the same, that's seeable.
Okay, that's seeable, maybe. So they're saying depends how close you are. But matters, Tainer, which is a very good Tainer. Maybe, how do you know the person who put it down doesn't know the order? Yeah.
Then he's telling you more information. That's telling you more information.
Watch what's going on. You can see.
You can read people's faces. I think you can go into a good profession.
You could do the same thing with the wine. You can say, oh no.
So therefore, halakhically, also, we have by the pastor's case, is also called Hezek Shein Nika, according to all the shittas, and therefore, he's not chayting. So what we're coming out is the picture case is hezek nikra, and therefore you should be chayv. But another shear gets you off the hook. In the case of the pashas, that hezek she'ein nikra, where you off the hook if you didn't do it properly at the bottom. Last case, very last case, quick case. Reuven damaged Shimon's car. The car is a new car. It's under warranty for a year. Got warranty from the manufacturers for a year. Special warranty. Reuven, what does he do? He says, look, I'll deal with it. Shimon says, you know what? It's a new car, you have to take it to the mechanic, which is under the jurisdiction of the company, who they recognize.
Warranty doesn't cover damage caused by a third party.
No, but it, but what does warranty say?
You don't want to validate the warranty.
That if you have an accident, then it has to, the warranty continues only if you go to their mechanic. Yes? So he said, Shimon says, Reuven, you have to go here because I've got warranty. I don't want to lose this warranty. Reuven goes there and he asks them how much it's going to cost. Very expensive. So he goes to his friend mechanic, his own personal mechanic, and it's much, much cheaper. So he gets it fixed over there. Now when basically Shimon is going to Reuven, you damaged me. You destroyed my warranty.
Well, there's no damage until we actually need to use the warranty.
You took the warranty away from the car.
You pay for a warranty, it doesn't exist. If you don't have a warranty, you pay for it.
I can't sell the warranty. It's not worth anything.
So there's a market.
If you sell the car which has warranty,
you get more money.
You get more money than you get a car without warranty.
No, because it's not transferable.
Yes,
in the first year.
Warranty is not transferable.
Yes, in the first year.
Yeah?
Yes. If you're me, sir, he'll be able to back me up.
Okay.
So now, where is that called Hezek Nicker or Hezek Shay in the Nicker?
Well, it's Nicker in the price. I can't sell. Oh, it's by the wine also.
Yes.
Well, yeah, it's Nicker. Because you could tell from the first of all, from the parts, you could probably tell right away that it wasn't OEM parts, what he replaced.
Unless
so you're going to tell right away. This
he might have used those parts. He might have used those parts. Yeah.
What?
The guy might have saved money on labor and still used the same parts.
Highly unlikely. If this guy is on the cheap, he's not. He's using F1.
No, the other way around. The reason why they're expensive is because they know they got you.
I know, but they don't use dealer-provided parts.
Is that Hezek A. Nicker and Hezek Nicker?
Don't go Nicker than any of the other cases.
Is that your final answer?
Well, if you can see the part and you see that it's not a factory authorized part, it's Nicker. If he's using factory authorized parts, then it was only the mechanic's labor that was different, and that's why they avoided the warranty, then you can't see it. There's no obvious damage.
Wait a minute. The original Hezek was Nicker, and he has not yet replaced the original Hezek.
He didn't.
He did not restore the car to its original value.
Right, he restored it.
He did not because the warranty is worth less now. The car is worth less now.
If you look at the car could be look different, but the warranty doesn't look any different.
No, but the original Hezek was never restored. When he dented the car,
is this like the case of the camera, which is Hezek Nicker, or like the case of the wine? The pastures were saying as England. Why was the camera different? Because we had a camera with pictures, and now we have a camera without pictures. Oh, everyone sees what you're doing. It's a damage.
By looking at the car, you can't tell there's no warranty on it. It's a new car. You're going to assume by looking at it, this car has a warranty.
Let's throw the Rambam. A change. Is there a change?
No.
If there's a change, if you can see, then there's a change. If there's no change, if you can see.
A camera with pictures is different from a camera without pictures. What about a car with warranty? Is it different from a car without warranty?
No, but there's no warranty. That's true, I told
you. You didn't change the camera.
Let's look at the Kiddush of Rabbi Chonon Wasserman. And this is where we'll conclude tonight. Rabbi Chonon Wasserman in Kovet Shirim says a Kiddush. It says like this. We know halakhically, if you take a bug, which is Tommy, and you touch somebody's food with it, that's called Hezek She'ein HaNikah. So it says why? Because you need extra information. Because who said the food was wet, wherever was wet? Says the Rapon of us like this, the Fizeh, the Matame Mashkin, if you take a bug and touch liquids, well, of course it's wet, because it's liquid. It's not Hesha, it's wet, so it's by definition wet. Havi Hezek Nicker, according to Tosfos then. So when the Gemara says you metame something is called Hezek Ein Nicker, that's only food. According to Tosfos, if you take a bug and you touch somebody's drink, That has it, because they can see in front of them the picture. Hey, you damaged him. I don't need more information. It's wet by definition. Given to Rav, shares Alataris. Ula Hefer says Rav Chodin Vassan, and therefore, what's the halacha? Basurim ozim koroso shachaveru. You've got, somebody's got a cow, and you make a hole in his, the ear of the cow. You put an earring in the cow's ear. Have you damaged the cow? Points to Rambam. Yes, you changed it. What about Tosus? So I see in front of me Hezek.
Well, you see a hole in the ear of the cow.
Do I see damage?
That's a damage.
No, I've improved it. It's got an earring.
What?
It's got a gold earring now.
So what's the damage?
What's the damage?
Yeah.
It can't be used for the Mizbeach now.
So if the base of it is just Kayam, then it is damaged.
Ab Hatzarim Udova Hanika. Even although it's clear that you made a hole. Mekomokam Ahefsez Ein Hanika. I see you've changed. But I don't see that change may have damage. Because I need more information. I need to know that this animal is for carbon. Then I know it's a damage.
No,
I don't know it's a carbon. I don't know it's a damage. A hole in the Korah's ear, by definition, is not a damage unless it's omit for the Mizbeah.
No.
So what do we see from this Rabbi Chonin? That Tosis and the Rambam are of the extreme. The Rambam says, when there's a change, even if you don't know information, but the other day you find out that change created damage, that's called Hezek Nik and Yochai. Tosis says, as soon as you need information, even if you make a change, it's Hezek Shein Nik. So therefore, when you're looking at this car, the car, when you go to the mechanic and fix it, in the non-authorized mechanic, you're definitely changing the car. You're definitely changing the car. Even if you don't put different parts. It was broken before. And now you're fixing it. You're changing it. You're changing it in a form which now, with extra information that it was the wrong mechanic, or it has under guarantee, is a hezek. So according to the Rambam, the case of the car is Hezek Nika, because you did a change, and I find out later that change created Hezek, you're chayv. So you did a change by going to the wrong mechanic. You're for sure chayv according to the Rambam. That's Hezek Nika with the case of the mechanic. But according to Tosus, it says to Rav Chonin, that it's not good enough change. Tosus holds, whenever you need more information, in order to define whether there's damage, that's called Hezek Shein Nika. And therefore, in our case, you have to know, when you're looking at the story, that this is a new car, it's under warranty, you have to know that's information, you have to know this is the wrong mechanic for that type of car. You need to know all that information in order to define by this change is a damage. Hoistatosis, the way Rav Chonin Vassman is learning, that is called Hezek Shein Nika. So therefore, comes out, in conclusion, in this case of the car, will be a machlokus. Is it Hezek Nika? Rambam says, yeah. It says Nika, you changed it. That's the change which eventually I found out is damage. According to Tosis, I don't know, I can't see it's damage until I have more information. It's Hezek Shein Nika after all.
But it's Mazid.
Wasn't?
It's Mazid.
That's called, not Mazid. Mazid means, as we defined it of Kanas, I'm doing it in spite to make a damage for you. Here I'm doing it just to save my pockets. I don't want you to be damaged. If I want to save my pocket more, then I don't want you to be damaged.
That's not called
Mazid for the custom. So conclusion tonight, we have learned. In the case of the wine and the pashas, everybody holds that Hezek Shein Nika. You're off the hook. The case of the camera and the pictures, everyone agrees that that's Hezek Nika. And the various at the bay, if it would be for another issue. And in the case of the car being taken to the wrong mechanic, that's where we have a machlokus. Is it Hezek Nika or Hezek Shein Nika? Machlokus.
All the examples they're bringing in the sources, there's a difference between all the examples we're talking about. All the examples bringing in the sources.
If it'd be the same, it wouldn't be a shit tonight, it's it.
Common difference. The only reason you have a problem with them is because there's a halacha that says you have a problem with them. You could say it's not nicker because it's not nicker at all. It's exactly the same. It's just a halacha.
Very good. It's not what the Rishonim say. Rabbi Yashiv says there is an opinion or help that that's a definition of Hezek Nika, something which only applies to Klal Yisrael. There is such a definition out there. It's not the Rishonim.
I don't understand.
Very good.
What's the point?
That's not the Rishonim, and therefore it's not our Shiv tonight.
What is the point?
So in conclusion, that's where we learned the definition in the Shiv of Hezek Nika, and we defined it very well, and we learned the three cases where it has an application. Next week we'll have a Shiv with
Mahut, why is there shiva more than when you add the yayin nesa? There's two attacks.
You're adding. Because there you're adding, not changing. With the wine, it's the same wine.
You're adding more. And one is, he was told to take it to a matan. So the change is not the problem.
Take it to a specific matan.
Okay, so
as so soon as you go to a specific matan, therefore you're changing it. Let me tell you another case. I asked the shofar to check my animal. Is he changing the animal? Yes. The shofar is changing the animal. It was alive and now it's dead. I told him to do it. Now I told him to do it through shchita. Instead, he takes a gun and shoots it in the head. He's done what I said. He made it dead. Yeah, but he did it through not my instructions, not through shchita. So therefore, it's only a halachic thing, because he just did a different action. Yeah, that's called hesitation. No, because as soon as you don't do my instructions, then you're changing it. And if that change is obvious a damage, then you're chayti. So that's what happened with the mechanic. I told you, you're only allowed to make this change of fixing if you go to the authorized one. You went to something else, then you're changing without my authorization. So you're changing it. That's damage already going to the Rambam.
In the camera case, we said you were off the hook because of this other reason.
Yeah.
Why is that different than the case we had of the shliach that went to the sheitel and we said it's this kavana and she knows that it's going to cost her 1,000 instead of 600, then she is chayav for the full 1,000?
Because that's a case of Garmi. Here's Hezek Sheni Nika. That's next week's shi.
This is not Garmi also though?
That's next week's shi. Why is every Hezek Sheni Nika should be Garmi?